Well, we all honor the troops in different ways.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's how my week started.
Or that's how your week sharded.
Exactly.
No, okay, so I've told a shitting my pants story, and you've told a shitting your pants
story. Rodan has 5 or 6. Let's get serious. You know he's got them just lined up where that's going to be his, you know, Rodan's last episode where it's just going to be shit stories from top to bottom.
God.
Yep. Nope. You know he has them. Everybody has a shit story. Whether you want to admit it to yourself, to your loved one, to your partner, to your husband, to your wife, everybody has one. At least one. Between you and I think I know of at least 3 of yours. You know of at least a handful of mine. So we've all got them.
What 3 of mine do you know?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
That's how your week sharded.
Sharded, exactly.
Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2525 of the BFO for Monday the 2th of October 2017. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, that really wasn't a very loud audience response there. Well, we need to get that audience perked up. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, Octobrayers. Big Fatty, that is not a word. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're Octobrayers because, y'all, it's October. Oh, clutching his pearls. Y'all, here in the studio here at the villa, y'all, we've got the gay country boy. Big Fatty, it is not C-U-N-T. Say hello, gay country boy.
Hello, gay country boy.
Big Fatty, are you sure it's not C-U-N-T? I saw him grasp his pearls. Anyway.
Sometimes.
Y'all, he was grasping, let me just say this, he was grasping them many times. Many times this weekend, but we'll get to that as we begin to talk about the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, that is, what is that? That was some barbecue brisket, but we'll get to that in a minute. Yes, Big Fatty, you'll bring it up again, I'm sure. Anyway, y'all, last time I talked to you was Thursday night, and y'all, I was anticipating the arrival of the gay country boy, yes, Big Patty, with his Barbara Bush pearls, and y'all sent a testimonium over to him saying, when are you going to be leaving? And he said, okay, let's try that again. I sent a testimonium over to him and he said,
I'll be leaving about 10 a.m.
10 a.m. in the morning, y'all. 10 a.m. in the morning. Well, y'all, you know, the gay country boy doesn't have a reputation for promptness. Right. And would you agree with that?
I would agree with that.
Okay. And I know this because I've met him. about 12:15 p.m. in the afternoon, I sent him a testimonium saying, you must be getting close to Augusta, Georgia. And his response was,
oh my God, that is freaky because I'm going through Augusta right now.
Big Fatty, you know how to track them. It's almost as if you've got a drone following them. It's true. So I said, well, that means he'll be over here in Charleston around 2:30 p.m. in the afternoon. So I said, well, I guess I'll see you between 2:30 and 3 p.m. in the afternoon. And y'all, he got here about 10 after 3. And he blamed it who did you blame it on?
Slow South Carolina travelers.
And Siri. Because Siri was sending him, if you turn here, you'll save 2 seconds.
Yes.
And so he turn there, and it didn't save him any time at all. No. So anyway, y'all, the gay country boy, y'all, he was came right to the coal mine. And he was like, "Oh, Big Fatty, do you know where I can get a haircut?" And I said, "Well, it's kind of late in the day, but we'll figure it out." Y'all never got it cut. Mm-hmm. Never got it cut. Anyway, we did a little tour of the coal mine. And anything catch your attention as we toured the coal mine?
Just a few of the coal mine associates.
Some of the coal miners caught his attention. Yes. And y'all, there may have been inappropriate touching. Big Fatty was touching himself, right?
Yeah.
And y'all, then we came back to the villa. Mm-hmm. Got the country boy car unloaded, and y'all, then we started drinking gin. And he's already forgotten about this part. And why don't you take it from there, gay country boy? We started drinking manly gins, I might add.
Yes, a manly gin, red fatty mixed gin,
right?
And tonics and
Peter G tonic.
Yes, it was.
And he
wonderful y'all, he, tonic. He, water.
You commented on how good it was.
Yes, very wonderful tonic water. Gulp, gulp. You know, down with the first one.
Down the hatch.
And we went on to the front, then to the veranda.
On to the veranda of the villa, and it was quite nice out there.
Yes, it was.
Y'all, a cool front, as the weather rat had predicted, had moved through the area. Big Fatty, is that the, when you say the area? No, not that area.
that was kind of cold, too.
Anyway, but it was nice, and it was a nice fall evening.
It was.
And we didn't need a camisole or anything, and the bugs weren't biting or anything like that.
No.
And we sat out there, and I believe you had one of those Tipperillos.
Yes. So you had your Candy Crush, and I had my cigar.
It's true. I played Candy Crush, and he... put a Cuban cigar, and a Big Fatty, and he put a long brown thing. Big Fatty, he smoked a cigar,
and it was cut.
It was cut, as opposed to other things that are uncut. But right. Anyway, and y'all, we had a. It was lovely. We just kind of caught up out there on the veranda. And by the way, y'all, this is not an episode of The Gays. This is just the weekend recap. Then we came in the house, and it was probably about 7 o'clock, maybe something like that. And we both commented that that's all it is. It's just 7 o'clock, 7:30, something like that. And I poured a second manly gin, Tanqueray, of course, for the gay country boy. I wasn't quite finished with mine. Y'all, he sucked it down as if he'd never had a Tanqueray and tonic before in his life, or that he was from Alabama with a banjo on his knee. And as I finished mine, I said, all right. And y'all, we had some lovely Cheez-Its.
Cheese crackers,
and I said, "All right, now, how hungry are you for some supper?" Evidently, y'all, he had stopped for what did you stop for again?
The Burger Queen.
The Burger Queen, and he had some sort of I don't give a cluck sandwich and some French fried potatoes or something like that. I don't know.
Yes.
So I said, all right, now, if we're going to go get something to eat, we've got to do it before Big Fatty pours himself a second drink. Otherwise, we ain't leaving this house because I'll be on the liquid diet. And let's recreate that. So are you hungry now, or should I go ahead and pour myself a second drink?
Yeah.
Y'all, it was... are you hungry? Do you want me to pour another drink? You know, y'all, it was non-committal Fridays here at the villa. And So, y'all, I poured myself another drink, and that made it easy. And we did not leave the confines of the villa that evening. And y'all, it was just a nice evening. We continued to catch up and chitter-chat and everything. And then, you know, about the old people like to go to bed early. It was probably maybe 10 o'clock.
Maybe
10 o'clock. But we had both decided that there had been plenty of gin. I had poured the country boy a third one, but he's like, "Oh, I think I've had too much gin." And he may have had, what, one or two sips of that?
Yes.
But no more than that. And, y'all, then it was sleepy time.
Katie barred the door.
Anything you want to add to sleepy time?
Out like a light.
Out like a light. Yes, Big Fatty, cut off the electricity. And y'all, and I'm trying to remember Saturday morning when we got up. It was, oh, y'all, we woke up. Big Fatty woke up early, you know, as the old people do. And I guess I made enough noise to wake the gay country boy up. And I said, well, why don't we go to Brofkas? And, y'all, it was about 7:30 a.m. in the morning on a Saturday, and I'm sure that his eyes were rolling into the back of his head.
They were.
Fatty was, why? Well, we'll just say because I was waking him up at 7:30 in the morning on a Saturday, and we'll leave it at that. And
I could barely see the light coming through the window.
It's true. But y'all, in my defense, it was overcast outside also, so... and so y'all, we went to the Cracker Pot.
Yes.
And why don't you take it from there about the Cracker Pot? While I have some a sip of my poison china water.
Big thing, that's trademark. Well, we figured we timed it right. We would get there before a rush, before other people started waking up and getting out. And we get there just about the time that this busload of
the St. Paul's Baptist Church had just pulled up.
Right. And, you know, we get in there and we're like, okay, you know, seat these people. We get to the table and coffee.
Coffee. Absolutely.
Yes. Pour the coffee, lady. And so we got the coffee and the ice water and we started perusing the menu.
Yes.
And, of course, I would normally get the country boy breakfast.
Is that spelled C-U-N-T?
No.
Okay.
But that seemed to be a little bit too much. It's
a lot of food.
Yes.
A lot of food.
Yes, so we went with Uncle Herschel.
Uncle Herschel, yes. We went with Uncle Herschel. Big Fatty, where did you go? No, that's the name of the food we ordered. Oh, okay. Right.
So pork chop, hash brown casserole, you know, all that, biscuits, grits, you know, very southern meal. And
I had the country ham. Big Fatty, was that spelled C? It was not spelled C-U-N-T.
Just a bit salty.
It was. Well, better than fishy. Anyway. Yes.
But it was good.
It was delicious. And so we did that, and then we... came back here to the villa, at which point the gay country boy announced that if he were to take a nap, he would not be able to sleep on Saturday night. And I said, well, that's too bad because I'm going to go take a nap because I'm going into the Cobb coma. And y'all, I went into the Cobb coma.
You forgot something.
What did I forget?
You forgot when we came through the front door, it was like, ooh.
Oh, y'all, that's, ooh. You're exactly right. Y'all, we were on the way back. We were on the way back, and I said, okay, as soon as we get to the villa, I'm running to the toilet, because there was about to be a shark story.
You were white-knuckling it.
And we were almost beyond crowning. And, y'all, I think we both ran to the toilet. Not
Big Fatty, not the same one.
No, there were two different toilets involved. And, y'all, it was a close call. It was a close call for Big Fatty. I don't know about you. Was it a close call?
Photo finish.
Photo. Big Fatty, that is vulgar. Y'all, it was wonderful. It was just wonderful. And so, y'all, I laid down and went into a Cobb coma. And last thing I know, the gay country boy was laying on the sofa playing on his cellular telephone device. I don't know what you were doing, but anyway.
Facebooking, and, probably.
Say again?
Facebooking, Face probably.
Face Space, okay. And y'all, then I got up a little bit later in the afternoon, and the gay country boy wasn't on the sofa anymore. Y'all, he had retired to the guest bedroom, and so I of course, you know, I had on my bedroom shoes, and all of a sudden I hear slippers, or I hear bedroom shoes, and y'all, I walk in the room, and y'all, I almost had to take a knee, but anyway, there was evidently some viewing of some pwn on a cellular telephonic device, and I may have walked in at a very inopportune time, but we won't go into that right now. But anyway, as the afternoon progressed, we watched a little bit on the TV machine,
mm-hmm.
and got shares, and y'all, then when we were off to our supper, and why don't you tell everybody about our supper?
I don't remember the place we went to.
Okay, it was called the Green Goat.
Yes, the goat.
Okay, aw, Brian will remember the Green Goat. Aw, Chris will remember the Green Goat.
It was really good bar food, but it was exceptionally well for bar food.
Yes.
I had the goat burger, made from goat.
No.
I did.
Because that would have really caused a photo finish.
It would, okay. Yes. I did request the no goat cheese, but it came on anyway.
They slipped it in there.
Yeah. Not a big fan, but it didn't ruin it.
Well, you ate half of it. You're about to eat the other half in a few minutes.
Right.
Whether you knew it or not.
And you had your French onion soup.
I had French onion soup. It was the first time I had that there, and it was really quite tasty.
But I don't remember what you had.
I had the fried pork chop.
That's right. Deep-fried.
Deep-fried pork chop with the mashed potatoes with the cream cheese in it,
mm-hmm.
and the sautéed skillet green beans, and they were delicious. I just loved those. And I ate about half of it.
And Durwood had the stuffed chicken with asparagus and those God awful collard greens.
Collard greens. They were much, much too vinegary. He was going to take them home and run them through the washing machine and have those for his lunch sometime this week. I don't know. But y'all, we all brought half of our meals home with us. Y'all, then we were off to the bar. Off to the bar, I tell you. Because the reason the Gate Country Boy was over here this weekend, he was over here to see a contest.
Yes.
Why don't you just summarize that in about 20 seconds?
The Coastal States leather contest, one participant for each title, and everybody won.
Everybody was a winner.
Yes.
And there may have even been a chicken dinner. And y'all... All I'm going to say is we're going to have to leave it at that, except your teaser is Winnie the Pooh was beating the crap out of somebody. Beep, Fanny! And he clutched his pearls.
Beep, Fanny, I would too.
Oh, dear, I see. Big Fanny, you didn't even hear the music before you said, well, I know, but I looked up and it was getting ready to start playing. Okay, Big Fanny, whatever. Y'all, the gay country boy, he is on his way back to Atlanta as you're hearing this. Any final comments about the weekend? I'll finish telling you the details on tomorrow's little show when he's not here. Go ahead.
It was very fulfilling.
Okay. and we'll leave it at that. Beep, Fanny, I think there's something vulgar there. Well, there may be so. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at Potter's, my co-pilot, and Taffy and Taylor. What did you think about Big Fanny getting ready to shart himself?
That's how your week sharted.
Sharted, exactly.
Oh, no, my week was sharted and farted, too.
Comment on the website.
Fanny, you farted in the car. Yeah, I did fart in the car, didn't I? It was vile, wasn't it?
And you promised not to.
Y'all was going to do it as we were headed to the car, and then all of a sudden, it was...
And then you crop dusted the people in the liquor store.
I did crop dust in the liquor store also. Y'all, we got a case of Moose Pea wine also. And so there you have it. Say goodbye, Wes.
Bye, Wes.
Bye. Clutch those pearls. Yes.
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.